Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1493, air date October 20th, 2024.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. Ryan Shea, welcome to the Citizens Session today for our European discussion. I first want to introduce Karel. Karel, can you let us know about your journey, who you are, and where you come from?
Yes, thank you very much. Good afternoon, everybody. My name is Karel Bekvar. I come originally from a beautiful countryside in Czech Republic, where I grew up. I've been living past 30 years in the Netherlands. My background is I grew up in the nature, and I have very strong bond with nature. I have done a lot of activism and nature protection from an early age, and I decided to go study medicine when I was 18. But actually, soon after I started, I realized, with great respect to modern medicine, you don't really learn how to treat the degenerative diseases in the modern university. And I thought, this is not the medicine I want to practice. So I decided to go study alternative medicine, Tibetan medicine, yoga, Ayurveda, macrobiotics. And I ended up in Netherlands at the Macrobiotic Institute, where I first was a student. And then for almost 22 years, shopkeeper, vegan chef, teacher, cleaner. I did it all from bottom up. And in the COVID times, unfortunately, our center, who existed for over 40, 50 years and educated tens of thousands of students from all over the world, had to close down. And me and my wife, we decided we want to continue our life, dream, and passion, and that is to inspire people to invest in prevention. Prevention is better than care. Get back to nature, eat more natural food, eat more plant-based quality food, and embrace a holistic diet and lifestyle into their daily regime. So that's how me and my wife started 4 years ago, Tampopo Foods. We have a small online store. We sell high-quality Japanese seasonings, miso, shoyu, sea vegetables, and we namely try to do education. We try to teach people how you use these products for your best health benefits. We cook for retreats. We give cooking classes, workshops. Actually, just today I returned from giving a wild foraging cooking workshop in the south of Holland. So that's a little bit my background.
Awesome. Thank you, Karel. That was sounds like an awesome journey that you've been on. Can you tell us a little bit how you came to the Truth, Freedom, and Health movement that Dr. Shiva has started?
Well, it started 3 years ago, I must say. That's when I started to collect garbage in the forests because I felt it doesn't belong there. And I started to look around myself and I realized there is so much mess in the world and corruption, and people just are concerned about building houses, building their little castles, having kids, going for vacations, having fun. And meanwhile, the whole planet goes down the drain. So that put me on a journey of lifetime activism. I have supported work tens of thousands of hours and tens of thousands of euros to different small scale non-profit, non-governmental institutions. And in the COVID times, I realized how rigged the system is. So because of my background in medicine, I realized this one size fits all is very dangerous. And unfortunately, because Dr. Shiva is so shadow banned, I never really saw him until 2 years ago. I saw his Shatter the Swarm video. And I realized this is the missing piece of the puzzle. This is what we need to know, how to change the system. And when I learned that there's actually science to revolution, there's a science how we can dismantle the corruption around us, then I realized we need to support this man. That's how I actually started with the movement.
Anna, can... sorry here, Anna, can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, Anna, can you tell us a little bit about your journey and how you came, you know, where you're at and where you come from? Anna, I think you need to unmute.
Sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm Anne. I'm a bit older. I have even grandkids, and I've been growing in Finland, which is a small country, only 5 million people here, and a cold country next to Russia with over 1,000 kilometers of border. And like Carol, I grew up in a Helsinki city suburbs, but we went to our cottage every weekend. So I'm very, I've been growing up in the forest and picking berries, blueberries, etc. So, and then I got interested. I was always like a daddy's girl. So I got interested in heating, piping and air conditioning. So that's my first career. We didn't actually have computers back then, so we did it on plastic sheets with some ink and different kind of pencils. And after that, I had my family, and there was a bit of, there was this bank recession and you know, not very good economy in the 90s. So after that, I had to kind of learn the new kind of way to work with computers. So I started to use like it's kind of a AutoCAD kind of applications, and I also studied land survey. So now I'm a surveyor, and I work for a city doing maps. And all kinds of data goes through me. So that's a nice thing. And did you ask already about the movement, how I came to it?
We'll go to, we'll come back to that. Yeah, and thank you. And I think one of the things to point out here, what you're hearing, is that the people that we have here in this movement are not celebrities. These are regular working people, working class, doing the daily grind of life. So it's something that I think we definitely pride ourselves on. And I'd like to go to Felix next and let us know about your journey, where you come from and who you are.
Okay, I'm a little surprised because I got this link from Carol. And I just wanted to have a look, and I'm surprised to be here. So my name is Felix Bello. I'm 66 years old. I originally come from the Canary Islands, from a little island called La Gomera. It was very poor, very poor uprising as a family. We were 7 boys. There was the aftermath from the Spanish Civil War, as you can imagine, a lot of poverty and so on. After that, things got a little better. I did go to the main island called Tenerife, and I studied what do you call it in, I don't know in English, baccalaureate, similar to A levels in English. So I afterwards did more or less the same. I was ready with A levels. I was interested with medicine because my father was always very, very sick, very ill, and I thought, oh, why is this all this happening? So I went to the main island, Tenerife. It's very big, so big. 1 million inhabitants, and I did begin to study medicine like Carol. But it was a little disappointing because the first year we were about 700 students, you can imagine. After that, I couldn't cope with it because of financial reasons and because it was too much. because we're very, very hard to learn biophysics, biostatistics. With biochemistry was okay the first year, biology was okay, but biophysics was very, very hard. So I didn't manage to get through. Afterwards, I went to the military service in Spanish. As you probably know, the Canary Islands belong to Spain. Is a I call it colony. I don't like the colonization from Spain, but it's another question. After the military service, I went to England. I have family in England. I went to live in Cambridge. I studied English, and I commuted on the weekends, and I studied homeopathy in London. College of homeopathy. In 1982 to 86, I was in England. I was working, and I was commuting on weekends to learn homeopathy in London. After I was finished, I kept working for a few years, and I went back to Tenerife, and I got to know a doctor who worked with acupuncture and homeopathy, and he was because I didn't study medicine. Like in some other countries, like in Germany or in Holland, you can still practice alternative medicine even if you are not a doctor. But if you are here in Belgium, where I am, you are not supposed to do that. In Spain was the same, but they were not so strict. So I worked with this with doctor 10 years, and I. We did well, and afterwards things got worse financially. And
guys, can you hear me? Felix, yes. Can you hear me? Yeah, we're gonna have to stop because your sound is crackling really bad.
It's not good. Okay, I'm sorry.
We're gonna have to move on here, and yes. Just for everyone who's joining us, this is our European leaders who are involved with the Truth for Health movement, and are supporting Dr. Shiva, president here in the United States. And let's see here, Anna, can we go back to you and tell us a little bit how you came to Truth, Freedom, Health movement, and why you're in this movement?
Sure, Ryan. Okay, so I just didn't find Dr. Shiva during COVID pandemic. I just knew intuitively it's something invented or something's wrong, but I found him right after that, maybe 2002, the beginning of the year, and I had gone through like complacency, living off grid, and there were lots of political parties formed in Finland during COVID. Like the power belongs to people, which is ridiculous, as I found out very soon. It's top down also. And I just knew right away when I saw a couple of Dr. Shiva's videos that he has the solution and there's something more to this and I must study this more. So it's been a long journey, but I've been very happy. Now I get to know things, I get to do things, and I'm actively handing out cards, which in Finnish tell people to save themselves, not to wait for the savior, which is the savior cult, like Trump is gonna save you, some president is gonna save you. And it also shows the fact that our life expectancies is going down and the cost of living is going up. And that's true in Finland also. And I also like when Dr. Shiva has talked about NATO imperialism, which is true. We got invaded this year by NATO. And it's just when you use common sense, It's just ridiculous to come to Finland, which is next to Russia, with over 1,000 kilometers of border. So I just really hate it. And I started to study some more cases of imperialism. And then I found the Swarm video came out. And it's all clear, we can't go on like this. And normal everyday people need to not only wake up, but get out of bed, and join us. That's the thing we need to do, and I want to do. That's why I do activism. I also do stand-ups and some kind of other activities too, and growing the movement actively. So thank you for creating Truth, Freedom, Health. And Shiva for president, of course.
Thank you, Anne. I appreciate it. Yeah, thank you for sharing about the VA Shiva cards. And it was just up on the screen there. But I just want to remind everyone that they can go to vashiva.com/cards. And we have all of those cards. And I don't know what language we're missing, but we're probably not missing very, very many. So anyone in any country who is listening to this, they can go to vashiva.com/cards. And to me, these cards are the most powerful activism you can do. And it's simple. You just take the little card, put it on someone's driver's side windshield, and pass it out to people, give it to people. And so thank you for bringing that up. And I think it's the most powerful action that we can take at this point. Karel, next, what are you doing now? And what are your accomplishments within the movement? Like, what are you doing within the movement to help Shiva for president?
Like all of us in the movement, I'm a working man. Like I said, we run a small company. It's a new company, so there's not much time left. Nevertheless, I realize there's not an option of whether or not to do it. It needs to be done, because otherwise things will not change. I have been through a 2 years journey. I started as a warrior scholar 2 years ago, but the first year I was not really doing much. Only second year I actually got on fire, and I realized I really need to learn this stuff. So, of course, first of all, graduate from the Warrior Scholar program and learn the basics. And then as you learn, you realize how this knowledge can help you in your daily life, personally, for your health, for your business, for your relationships, but also how you can actually apply these principles to grow the movement. And for 30 years, I'm always asking myself, how can I, instead of working hard, work smart? That means how I can today, with the same effort, reach more people than yesterday. And so I actually, when we got to know about the cards, I found a local printer who here in Netherlands can print the cards for as little as 2 cents per card. We have already ordered, this is our third order of 10,000 cards. I joined forces with some other local volunteers who unfortunately couldn't join today, who tried to help spreading the cards. That's one way. We go through mailboxes, because here in Europe, you can actually buy people drop cards in the mailboxes. We drop them on cars, in bicycle baskets. Next thing that I realized is that what is a smart way to do is to try to approach people who influence others. So influencers, newspapers, magazines. So actually a small achievement is just this. Yesterday, we have managed to inspire a local alternative newspaper who has several thousand subscribers to publish an interview with Dr. Shiva. That interview turned out really great. And actually, if I may, I'd like to show you a quick picture of that. I'm writing another two articles for other two magazines. So that's project for coming weeks. And then I tried to help with translating the cards and the Shatter the Swarm to Dutch and Czech language, because those are the two languages that I, next to English, speak reasonably well. I have a bumper sticker that I made myself at home, plastified A3 printed Shatter the Swarm, Truth, Freedom, Health, Shiva for President posters. We, in my store, actually you can see one behind me. Ta-da. Yes, the other side, and we have one in front. So in our classes, we give people the cards and the flyer. We also include the flyers in our mail orders. And I think last but not least, every week there is a great opportunity, which I strongly encourage everybody to join, every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern time, which is 5 o'clock Amsterdam time or Berlin time. There is a global meeting of people who like to know more about the movement, who like to support the movement, so-called open house orientation. I started to assist with these meetings, and that's a way to connect with each other, inspire each other, learn from each other, share our journeys. Every week, almost every week, Dr. Shiva joins us and he shares us, updates us on the latest things in the world. So that's another thing, and I try to invite more people to actually join the movement. And for that sake, I try to also use social media. I have this little poster here, which I showed some time ago. Actually, on social media, if you send a message to your friends, we have on average each of us 170 friends on a social media at least. And in the first round, you can already reach 10,000 people. So using social media wisely, not for just posting nonsense, is amazing way how we can all, with using our telephone or computer as a powerful weapon, we can literally change the world in weeks. So I think that's all for me.
Corellia, that's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing. You're a beast. You're an animal, so I appreciate you getting out there and being an activist. That's what it takes. One of the things I think that Swarm has done, save yourself. One of the things I think the Swarm has done, they create this stupid thing like, hey, just sit there and eat popcorn and do nothing, and everything will be all right if you just trust our stupid establishment, which has never happened. So thank you so much for sharing all your activism. And Anne, can you share about what you're doing right now and your accomplishments in the movement? I know that you're a leader there, and I see you on social media all the time. So I applaud you and thank you for your efforts. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, thank you, Ryan. I'm doing social media commenting and inviting people who seem to be not too lazy. Like, laziness is the devil here. I think nothing's gonna change if you just watch videos or listen to some podcasts. And I'm doing actively, like, now I've done like 400 cards over the weekend, spreading the message, and people are watching them. That's a clever way, like, the right people who are, first of all, interested in something like, oh, what's that? They take the card, and the lazy people who don't, you know, have the consciousness, they just, you know, drop it in the box, a litter box. So that's what I'm doing. And I also do stand-ups, which means I have some flags and I can go over a bridge and hang them there. And there's also the connections building, which happens, as Carol said, in open house. So really that makes the difference if you come to open house or if you just watch the videos. So I recommend everybody coming to open house and connecting there. As you know, if you're from, let's say, Bulgaria and you're alone there and you come to open house and some other people from Bulgaria might be there. But if you skip that and the next person comes next week, you know, you're not going to meet anybody from Bulgaria. So that's the thing you should connect. And also, we are doing translations. I've been helping with and translating myself in Finnish. This one video, actually, it's got subtitles, as in Nordic countries, we're not using dubbing. So I've done the subtitles and the flyers, and I'm coordinating at the moment Sweden and Hungary to translate their stuff in their language. So I hope I remembered everything. I'm not sure.
Thank you, Anne. Yeah, you're a warrior for sure. There's no doubt about it. So I appreciate your service. And next, can we hear from Lynn? Lynn, can you tell us a little bit about your journey and where you come from briefly?
Yes, I'm retired now. I worked for the NHS for about 40 plus years. And when I started in 1970, I thought there was something wrong with it. And it got worse and worse over the years. By the mid-noughties, I left the profession. And I was pretty much antisocial, really. I was saying that it was lousy, the NHS, but nobody was listening to what I was saying. And then in 2020, I watched a video of Dr. Shiva, and I haven't looked back since, because I've been educated and I'm able to put into words the feelings I've had over all those years since 1970 about the state of the politics, I suppose, or the governments. And I became a Brexiteer and voted for Brexit in 2016. And I suppose I really knew there was something wrong then. My son joined me to Facebook. I'm not very technically minded. In fact, thank you, Carol. You phoned me, but when I switched on my PC, I saw there was a missed call. And then there was a message from Crystal to say that I could come to this meeting. So thank you very much. She's got me connected.
Awesome.
Real quick. Anyway, my son joined me to Facebook about 10 plus years ago. And that's the only social media I use. In fact, I think that kept me going, really. Believe it or not, I think I communicated more with my family than face-to-face over those years on Facebook. But of course, Facebook is just like the TV. It's very one way. So you don't, you know, I think you need, like Dr. Shiva says, you need to go out locally and talk to people face to face so that you get their responses. And I'm doing that. I give out loads of these cards, where are they? Shatter the Swarm cards. And I get quite a few people agreeing with it and saying how they've felt over the years, the same as me. Really, the butcher, he's all for me. And everywhere I go, I just give out, I copy a load of flyers, because I've done a few standouts with Michael in the UK, in Leeds and London. And I gave out those flyers then, and I've just carried on doing it in my locality, Shropshire. And people sort of listen, and I'm on the bus, and they all agree, but I just find it very frustrating that it doesn't seem to be very, the truth, freedom and health movement doesn't seem to be very visible in the UK. Why is that? I don't know. We've had a general election, and most people I spoke to just say, oh no, it's useless.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for sharing. Something happened there, the audio, but thanks for sharing, Lynn. And I think one of the things, can you guys hear me? Yeah, so I think one of the things, just to remind people, this is our European leadership, and appreciate everyone for sharing. And a couple of things that reminders is to go to shatterthesworm.com. It's one of the best places to send people, not one, but probably the best place for people to go to find out exactly how this swarm operates and what they do. So go to shatterthesworm.com. And then the second thing is the Get Off the Plantation program. It's 20 videos to get you off the plantation. You can go there and sign up. The third thing is to take the Warrior Scholar program. This is where you can learn how to fight back. This is what Karel, Anna, myself, other regular people are doing to fight back, and we can fight back. And one of the things that Dr. Shiva always talks about, I hear him, is people talk about, oh, well, you know, you can't win the presidency, you can't do this. But the thing is, we have to redefine winning. And what does winning mean? Winning means that every single time that someone passes out a card, we've won. Every single time we do one of these videos and we hear about regular working class people standing up for themselves and others, we win. Every single time we have a conversation with someone new, that they come to the orientation that's every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern and 8 a.m. Eastern, it's a win. And what we do is we keep compiling those wins on top of each other. And guess what? We win. Every single day we win. So, you know, I want to thank everyone for coming. Again, just a little recap. You can go to vashiva.com/cards to take quick activism and get those cards out. You can print them out on your own. You can get with Karel. It sounds like he's got a pretty sweet place where he can print out the cards. So yeah, and I think that's it for today. I appreciate everyone for showing up. We'll keep having more and more of these. And I want to thank Dr. Shiva for his continued support in leading us. And, you know, it's our responsibility to now take the leadership reins ourselves. So thanks again for coming.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within. And the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media, we need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We gotta train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local. Fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You've got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you. The Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement. And that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done. And it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own, quote unquote, people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics. And I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. The Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
Who would have ever thought I'd be running for president of the United States of America? I was born a low-caste untouchable in India's caste system, a system of aristocracy, oppression, and racism. My name is Dr. Shiva Ayyadure. I'm an MIT PhD, a Fulbright scholar, a scientist, engineer, entrepreneur, and inventor. My family and I left India to come to America on my 7th birthday. I grew up in the working-class neighborhoods of New Jersey, playing baseball, mowing lawns, painting houses, and coding software. My friends and neighbors are blacks, Italians, Irish, people of all races. As a 14-year-old, I wrote 50,000 lines of software code to create the world's first email system and was awarded the first U.S. copyright for email, recognizing me as its official inventor at a time when copyright was the only way to protect software inventions. I did that long before I ever came to MIT, revealing that big innovations can occur anytime, any place, by anybody. Growing up, I saw politicians dividing us by race and religion in both America and India to have us fighting each other while they remained safe in their gated communities and in their playgrounds of Hollywood, Martha's Vineyard, and Silicon Valley. I'm a fighter. I fought racism and exposed their imperialist wars, fought for workers, and put my life on the line against global corruption. I never wanted to run for political office. All that changed when I saw working Americans as never before being duped by the establishment and the not-so-obvious establishment. Across left and right, we were being sold out and made to forget why we came to America and why America existed. Lawyers, academics, billionaires, celebrities, and politicians, elites, Clintons, Kennedys, Bidens, Obamas, Bushes, black and white, have hijacked America. They printed trillions for their friends. They delivered crumbling infrastructure, corruption, and racism. They've transferred trillions to themselves, dividing black and white, fear-mongering, and fake science. Lockdowns and censorship, dirty air, food, and water, pushing drugs upon us, making us sicker. We've been sold out. One set of rules for them and another for us. We deserve a warrior with a history of courage in putting everything on the line for you, who believes in you, not them, who has created a movement bottoms up for truth, freedom, health. I've exposed their lies at the right time, never waiting until it was popular. I've exposed their false gods who exist to lead you back to them. I've exposed their fake science of lockdowns and masking and provided you solutions to fight them and win and protect your immune system, saving millions. I exposed Fauci, galvanized the Fire Fauci campaign when others remained silent. When they stole our election, we sued the government and Twitter in our historic 2020 federal lawsuit, exposing in bare view the government and big tech censorship infrastructure, the unholy alliance between government and social media companies. Where was Elon and his grifters? They stood by the sidelines and did nothing. They did not use their megaphones to help us when it could have made a big difference. Now our movement grows for truth, freedom, health, independent of all of them. Every day, millions are learning the science of systems, the knowledge the elites do not want you to have, so you may learn how to think, stand up, and fight, independent of the establishment of left and right and their fake heroes. Now it's time for you to join the movement to win back America, to win back truth, win back freedom, win back your health. That's why I'm running for president of the United States. This race is about you. This race is about truth, freedom, health versus power, profit, control. We've had enough. They think we'll fall in line and vote again for their lawyers, celebrities, billionaires, and chosen ones from above. We choose our heroes from below, from the rank and file, who do what is right at the right time, not when it's convenient and popular. They can never represent us. What America needs is a movement by the working people, for the working people, who are educated, organized, decentralized, and fight for independence from their systems of control. And that movement exists. It's ready for you. We don't need them. We need us to go bottoms up, neighbor to neighbor. My journey, your journey, are all the same. It's our time. It's time we had one of us. It's time to win back truth, freedom, health, to win back America. Be part of this historic movement, all the way to our victory on November 5th, 2024. If you're an American citizen, pledge your vote now for Dr. Shivaya Duray, the independent candidate for U.S. president. No matter where you live, you can be a part of this. Volunteer as little as 20 minutes a day. Don't delay. This is Dr. Shivaya Duray, and I approve this message, paid for by Dr. Shiva for president.